Welcome back. 1244, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Monday afternoon, we're going to check in with Valerie Richardson, Washington Times national reporter. She has a story front page in today's Washington Times. Nevada ranch standoff could leave dirt on Harry Reid's reputation. Hello, Val. How are you?
Well, I'm good, Andy. How are you?
All right. You mean Harry Reid actually does have a reputation? And
well, one thing that's been kind of interesting about this story is that there hasn't really been a lot of input from Harry Reid, even though the Bundy Ranch, which was, as you know, kind of set upon by the BLM agents and federal agents last week, and they removed, like, I want to say 400, roughly 400 of his head of cattle, which was almost half of what he has, in response to what they called his failure to pay BLM fees. Well, this is Harry Reid's state, and the Bundy Ranch controversy has been going on for 20 years. I mean, Clive and Bundy, the rancher, has been arguing for 20 years that he had the land before the federal government put in the BLM and its rules, and he continues to pay fees to the county, but he doesn't think he should have to pay fees to the BLM, especially after they told him he had to greatly reduce the size of his ranch in order to help protect the desert tortoise, which has been listed as threatened. So in any event, this is a long way of saying that Harry Reid kind of comes to the fore now because the BLM director, Cornsey, is Harry Reid's guy. I mean, he was a staffer. He's 35 years old. He was a staffer for Harry Reid for 8 years, working on public lands issues. He was, I mean, just on Tuesday, made the, you know, officially signed in as the director of the BLM, and, you know, as that's happening, practically, the BLM is descending upon Clive and Bundy's ranch.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's, you know, when you see Neil Cornsey coming in just as the ranch is getting, you know, besieged, you have to ask, is there a connection here? Because, like I said, the Clive and Bundy ranch issue has been, it's literally been fought in the courts for 20 years. Why all of a sudden, the week that Neil Cornsey comes in as BLM director, does it suddenly become urgent for the federal government to get in there and round up his cattle?
Yeah. And not only that, you had mentioned the tortoise portion of the equation, and as it turned out, from what I understand, they were killing them. The government was killing them because there was too many of them.
Yeah, what the deal with the tortoise is that they listed it as threatened, saying that, you know, the fragile habitat, it wasn't able to survive, you know, in sufficient numbers. Well, they have actually a federal center called the Desert Tortoise Conservation Center where they can, you know, kind of keep their numbers up and breed them and make sure there's a lot of desert tortoises. But because of budget cuts last year, they said they were going to have to euthanize like half of the 1,400 tortoises they have. And so, which leads to the question, if this animal is so threatened and endangered that, you know, Clive and Bundy has to, you know, basically completely, you know, shrink all of his cattle operations, then why are you euthanizing them? the other argument that's made is that the desert tortoise has, you know, been in existence for, you know, thousands of years. The desert tortoise apparently coexists perfectly fine with cattle. They don't get into each other's way. And so there's a real question as to whether or not the cattle has any effect on the tortoise. I mean, one thing that Dina Loesch, a radio talk show host, and a lot of this, the reporting on this, points out is that the real threat to the desert tortoise is urbanization, not cattle, because they've been working with cattle for years.
Yeah. You know, it's very, very strange story. Now, have you heard anything about, there's a different angle on this story that's developed from a couple of fronts, and one over the weekend said Harry Reid could possibly fit into this equation with a connection to a Chinese solar panel company. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, there has been on the Internet just a ton of speculation about Harry Reid's role in all this, and I think one of the reasons for all the speculation is that he hasn't said anything. I mean, there has been radio silence from Harry Reid on this, even though it's happening in his home state. His fellow senator, Dean Heller, has been, you know, urging calm, and so has the governor, Brian Sandoval, but Harry Reid has been saying nothing. So I think that's one reason people are so interested. But the deal with that is that it looks like that may not be, that dog may not hunt, as Bill Clinton would say, because apparently this project was a couple hundred miles away from the Bundy Ranch, and it looks like, according to the Blaze, and the Blaze is the website founded by Glenn Beck, so it's not exactly a liberal website that would be favorable to Harry Reid. The Blaze did some research into it, and they said that apparently the Chinese pulled out of the deal a while ago.
Okay.
So it doesn't seem to be directly connected to this.
Okay.
But I think what we have to ask is that when you've got, you know, Harry Reid's handpicked guy at BLM going after the Bundy Ranch, of course everyone's going to ask, how does this benefit Harry Reid?
Yeah. All right, so what's next? Is this over now? Is this, the Fed's pulled out, they packed up, they're going home. As you mentioned, Las Vegas Journal Review had a story. The governor may have helped in putting some pressure on the Feds to back down. But is it going to come back? Does Clive and Bundy have to deal with them somewhere down the road?
Well, that is the million-dollar question because, yeah, this whole thing has been a bit of an embarrassment to the BLM. I mean, they came in there, you know, ATVs and tasers blazing and took all these cattle, and now they're having to kind of slink away with their tail between their legs under incredible political pressure. I mean, this thing looked like it was going to start to get out of hand very quickly. People were already, you know, whispering things about Ruby Ridge and Waco, so, you know, nobody wanted to see that, I'm sure, least of all the office holders like Harry Reid. So they did pull out. Simon Bundy is declaring victory, saying, you know, he basically faced down the Fed, which he kind of did. But of course, you've got to think that this is pretty embarrassing to them, and they're going to, you know, probably come back in some way. They still want him to pay grazing fees, federal grazing fees. He still argues that he doesn't have to. He can pay county grazing fees, but his ranch existed long before the federal BLM ever did. So he has, like I said, been in a court battle over this for 20 years. I mean, his family has shown a remarkable ability to resist federal pressure. So if they think he's going to scare easily, I think they're, you know, kidding themselves.
So
I think everybody now is waiting to see what is the BLM do next. I mean, I guess they can continue to fine him, but he doesn't seem to care about their fine.
Yeah.
And I think this is one of this kind of illustrates the big problem that the federal government has when it goes in with a lot of regulations into Western areas that people have been homesteading for years, is that, you know, when it comes right down to it, are they really willing to go in and take these people out by gunpoint? Because that's almost what you have to do. These people, I mean, his family's been there for over 100 years. He's not going to leave easily.
Yep.
And that's obviously not a photograph or a headline that anyone in the federal government wants. So it's a bit of a predicament for them.
Folks, read the story. It's in today's Washington Times. Nevada Ranch Standoff Could Leave Dirt on Harry Reid's Reputation. It's by Valerie Richardson. Val, good to talk to you again. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy.
Bye. 1252, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.